Good morning. Today's scripture lesson is Psalm 148, and it can be found on page 982 in your pew Bibles. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and then they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you prince and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord.
Let us pray together. Almighty and everlasting God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I mentioned at the start of our worship service today, over the next 6 weeks, we're going to be examining what it is that we do when we gather together on a Sunday morning for worship. And this morning, I'd like to focus us in especially on the very first part of our worship service, which is where we give praise to God for how wonderful God is. What I love about Psalm 148 is that it really, I think, puts most of us to shame in terms of the way we consider worship. When it talks about the scope and magnitude of who it is that is worshiping God. And we don't often think of it this way, but when you walked in from the parking lot this morning, you walked either up these steps over here or up the steps onto the porch here or through the ramp at the back of the church, and you walked past trees and bushes and flowers, and you heard birds who were singing, and some of you were dodging raindrops, and there were mosquitoes and flies and maybe even some honeybees floating around the flowers there. And did you stop to imagine that what they were doing, while they were doing all of those things, was giving praise to God? Now, how could it be possible that a bird is praising God? Well, by singing, of course. Well, we can understand that, right? I mean, that's the thing that we most often think of when we think of praise, especially when it comes to God, is singing. And we sing these great songs of the faith, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise your name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity." Songs stick in our heads. One of the reasons we sing our faith is because it teaches us about our faith. Think about some of the Sunday school songs that you might remember, and let me feed you a line and see if you can feed one back to me. "Jesus loves me, this I know. Little ones to him belong." Okay, all right. So now think about what it was that you just said there. That may have been one of your earliest creeds. That I know Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so. I belong to Him. Even when I'm weak, He is strong. The Apostle Paul couldn't have written it any better himself. How about this? He's got the whole world. He's got the whole world. He's got the whole world. He's got the whole world in his hands. That's right. My daughter, Holland, by the way, sometimes sings that about Henry. And not Henry Kaiser, my son Henry. That he's got the whole world in his hands. He's maybe a little bit misguided about that. Although, just as an aside, don't we sometimes think that? That the he or the she that we're talking about is actually us? Sometimes, praising God becomes praising ourselves. One of the writers of Scripture says, I praise you, God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. But sometimes our praise turns into the prayer of the Pharisee in one of Jesus' parables, which is, I thank you, God, that I've been created to be this wonderful person. Look at all the ways I'm great. I'm much better than that tax collector over there. Sometimes our praise becomes self-centered. It becomes all about us, about the things that we want, about the things that we like, about what our own preferences are. I think humans, we are singularly at odds with God. More so, I mean, even when a mosquito bites you and makes you itch all over the place, the mosquito is praising God by biting you. I did a Google search once. Why did God create mosquitoes? Because I was itching all over the place. But God's creation can't help but praise God when it does what it was created to do. When the trees bud and have leaves which give us shade and flowers which bees use to make honey that we eat in our tea and maybe over our pancakes. The tree is praising God just by being a tree. And the bee is praising God by being a bee. And when the mockingbirds dive bomb my dogs in the backyard, they're praising God for who they were created to be. The plants, the animals, the rain, the hail, the thunderstorm, the heavens and the earth, the seas. The psalmist says they're all praising God for being exactly who they were created to be. And we sometimes miss the mark in worship. When we minimize our praise to God to just a small segment of what we happen to be doing on a Sunday morning. I think we can learn a lesson from the trees in the fields. That when we are who God created us to be, and we use our gifts and our talents to do the work that God has called us to do, then there is no higher form of praise that we could give God than that. And so we gather on Sunday mornings in worship, and we praise God in a myriad of ways. By the singing of our songs, by the attentive listening to God's word, by the giving of our gifts, by the confessing of our sins, by offering our prayers, all of this as an act of of praise to our God. So let's consider together, silently perhaps, for a few moments, how we can best bring our offerings of praise today. Let's take a few moments, silently reflect on that now. So does anyone feel like sharing? What are some of the things that God placed on your heart just now about how you can offer praise to Him today? Trudy. Yeah. Thinking about how God creates us to handle difficult situations. Good. Yeah, good, good, thanks. Anyone else like to share the way you praise God today? Yeah. Especially poignant for you today, Herb. Reflecting on 59 years of marriage. Could praise God by being a faithful husband, a faithful wife. Good. Good. Who else? Thankful for the little things that God has given us. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, it doesn't need to be the huge earth-shattering things, right? But every small blessing, every small grace. Good. Good. Anyone else like to share today? Tom. Yeah. To take your mind off of your own troubles, your own concerns, your own worries, to fix your eyes upon God. And give praise for that. Amen. Amen. Just wanted to make sure everyone else could hear. I'm sure they did. Henry.
Praising God for all of nature. It is not only the beautiful sunsets and beautiful ocean views, but also the trees and all that.
That's right. That's right. So when we agree that God has created all of this, it's not just for us, but for His own pleasure, for His own delight. And God created each one of us for His own delight. And so, perhaps the best way that we praise God is by living lives that show acknowledgement to the One who created us, the One who sustains us, the One who gives us new life, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, we praise God, for each one of us is fearfully and wonderfully made. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. Most holy God, we acknowledge that so often our praise is limited to our own needs, our own desires, without giving a second thought to what someone else would like. And we acknowledge, Lord, that so often our worship devolves into self-centeredness. That as we desire to turn our eyes toward you, somehow we keep turning them inward instead. So we ask, Lord, that by the power of your Holy Spirit today, you would lift us up out of this pit that we often find ourselves in, and into a place where we can give ourselves fully to you. Help us to mimic the trees and the birds and the bees, flowers, and the rain and the hail, in praising you by being the people that you call us to be, the people you created us to be, the people you gifted us to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Let's stand together, profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. People of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.